Well, how about a sizable amount of wheat stalks bound together? You remember the term?
A shock of wheat.
Now,
is that right?
If you have just the smaller, now a shock would be
the wheat put in the bundles.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Of wheat, yeah.
If you speak of what's the term used when you harvest? Do you remember? We usually didn't say harvest. What would you say? Well, I've got the oats.
That is for any of the grain, you mean?
Yeah. We usually didn't speak of harvesting, but of what?
Well, I got to cut wheat today.
Cut or?
Or pick corn.
Uh-huh.
That's what they usually refer to.
Well, now what did they call the machines themselves? Remember different terms they used for the machines? They didn't say a cutting machine, but a what?
What did they call it? See, I'm going this way, the wheat.
Uh-huh. Now, well, that's the more modern ones they call combine, but,
yeah.
But these steam-driven ones, what do they call
them? I'm trying to think of the old, for wheat after it's cut, they call them a thrashing, uh-huh. Thrashing the wheat.
Yeah.
But,
harvesting itself, was
for the harvesting what?
Reaper?
Reaper, yeah. That could be referred to as a reaper, or it could be referred to as a combine.
Yeah.
A horse-drawn combine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then back in the old days, before they had machinery, the big scythe they used, which had the racks built back of them, there'd be the scythe, and then there'd be poles out from the handle on the scythe. They call that a cradle.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because when they'd come around and get a wheat, it would stack it right in that cradle, see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what did they raise much besides wheat around here?
Corn has always been the big thing around here. Corn and then wheat until soybeans began to become quite prominent. And I think you'll find that the crops are just about a 50-50 proposition in the state of Indiana on corn and soybeans now.
Oh.
Wheat, I don't know, I did see not too long ago what the Purdue said the wheat crop was, how much it was, but I've forgotten.
Uh-huh.
It isn't like it used to be, I know that.
Well,
but
any other grain crops that amount to much here?
Well, they raise some barley in the north part of the state, and they raise a few oats in the state. But your big grain is corn. It would come first, and then I would say your soybeans, then your wheat, then probably your oats, and then your barley.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're talking about oats. They thrash the same as
same as wheat would be.
Uh-huh. Let's see here now. If you say to a friend who's visited you and is leaving, you might say, "Well, now, when
would we expect you back?"
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or when might we expect you back?
Uh-huh. Now, if you're inquiring about a church gathering, and you're wondering about the people that are there, how might you ask the question? Well,